flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, good Saturday afternoon, and welcome to Ride at Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Horace, and our topic today is bathrooms. We're going to answer all the daily questions we get about the Mosby Right Bath process. What does it mean to you? Do you need to design the process? How long inspections, and what to consider prior to looking at a bathroom? We'll explain everything about Right Bath here today, so stay tuned for that. Plus, again, my on-the-road segment and my hack every week. You're not going to want to miss that either. Here to join me today is Todd Bachman. How are you doing today, Todd?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, this is kind of good because we've had so many guests and so many great, you know, shows and topics in the past couple months that, you know, we've kind of left behind the fact that, you know, we do what we do. We remodel houses, basements, bathrooms, kitchens, you know, we do everything exterior, all the things that Mosby does. So we thought today we would get together and just kind of talk about our Right Bath process. There's a lot of questions to that, a lot of people curious the differences and, you know, design build and Right Bath and, you know, what does it really mean and all that. So we get a lot of questions in, you know, about it and different things like that. So we thought we would touch on that today. So, Todd, what do you think everybody is curious about?
Well, I mean, it's one of the bigger projects that you'll probably do at your house, and one of the most popular projects is remodeling your bathroom. So I think people are just kind of want to know what the process is. What are the options for them? They may have heard us talk about this on the radio before or seen on our website or somewhere else about Right Bath. So it's kind of a catchy name, and they may not understand exactly what that means, what that is going to entail for their bathroom. So I think, you know, just what is it?
You know, yeah, and for me, so I've been doing this so long now. I actually sold the very first Right Bath we ever did. It was much different then. It's been in development for years and years, and we have people dedicated to it now and can help you get through that process and everything. And, you know, I guess I'll start with kind of the origination of, like, why did we even start this? Well, you know, looking at people's bathrooms and going over, you know, what they want, what to do, stuff like that. Everybody's main question would be, well, what does it cost? What does a bathroom cost me? And you know, years ago, 12 years ago or so, I would literally say, well, you know, it depends greatly on what you do inside that bathroom. So, you know, I've done bathroom remodels where the bathtub was an air jet tub. It was freestanding, real cool, sleek, modern. It came with this cover over the top that was actually also a massage table.
Oh, wow.
About 10, 12 years ago, this thing was about $6,000 delivered in a crate.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Like, yeah, you haven't put it in. You haven't even carried it in the house yet. You know, so obviously that bathroom is going to be more than $6,000 more than one that you buy a standard tub right. That's $600, right? So that was kind of everybody's question. And our question back was, well, what are we putting in here? You know, how are we doing it? And what are we putting in? And that kind of, you know, means the whole design build process, you know. How do you get to those answers? Well, you get a designer, you talk with the client, you go shopping, you pick things out, you do all this stuff. Well, for something so simple, you know, we just needed a way to get to the answers and say, well, here, if you look at this stuff and if you like this, if you select this, you know, we've got these materials that we use all the time and we've got a list of them and pictures of them. And if you can get through that, then I can literally tell you exactly what this costs, because then we can figure it out and know everything about it. So it was really for us just getting to all the answers so that you could actually price it exactly. Because when you either price it with a bunch of allowances and you don't know how much someone's going to spend, or you have to figure it out up front. For us, you know, we like to know everything. We like to be exact and to the point and have all those answers. So really, you know, that's kind of how the whole thing derived in, you know, coming about and everything, and kind of why we do it and what that process is and what we're trying to do with it.
Yeah, and it makes total sense, because it can be overwhelming to a lot of people, a project like that. So to streamline it and make it easier makes total sense. You know, take away some of that headache. You know, a lot of bathrooms in the St. Louis area, you know, 1950s, 60s homes, even before that, you know, they're all standard kind of 5x7, 5x8 sizes, a lot of them. So why not make it easy to just remodel those bathrooms and take away a lot of the headache for the homeowner?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so that process, you know, is different. It's quicker to get through than like a full design. It really gets to all those answers for everybody. And it really helps the turnaround time and getting to things and stuff like that on, you know, how they are accomplished and everything else. And I tell you, I get a lot of people. Matter of fact, I'm just going to kind of get into this on the road with Rich, because, you know, one of the biggest things I get asked all the time is about, you know, Rightbath. What is it? And, you know, so I was looking at a client's house. They had a couple bathrooms they wanted to work on. And like most, they don't remodel houses and bathrooms and stuff, so they don't really know what these things can end up costing and that. And sometimes we don't, like we said, what are you picking and how, you know, what are the things going in there? So it can sway a lot even for us. And so they're, you know, kind of looking at, they want to change their shower and their master bath, but they don't necessarily dislike the whole bathroom. They would just like a bigger shower if they could get it. And then the hall bath, they're like, well, we don't know if we just want to update it or if we want to completely remodel it. We don't even know, you know, once we pick things, what it cost, if we could even afford all of it. And, you know, that's when we can get into, you know, an upfront design. A lot of times the question is not just the process and all that, but do I need a design? Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of times their next question after that is why? Why do I need a design? Like, it's, you know, if you're looking at a hall 5x8 bathroom, they're like, I don't need a design. Right. It's not, you're not, you know, it's new stuff. Why? Well, sometimes design means drawing for permits and things like that that we need to do in order to accomplish it. Because if we're, you know, changing the shower valve, then we're going to need some permits. We're going to be in the wall. And we need to show them a drawing of the bathroom, how it's laid out. They want to know that there's enough space for the toilet and, you know, things like that, that we're not breaking any code violations that, you know, changed or are in effect now and things like that from like older bathrooms and stuff. So we kind of have to do some level of design just for permitting and to show them what we're doing and all of that for those municipalities. So then that design can also lead into those selections, just like we would in our design build process. you can then have a designer help you make, you know, assist you with all those selections through the whole process. So we can work that design in front or behind or however it kind of has to happen. It just depends on how we choose with the client to go through the process. So with this particular client, we're going through that design process first. We're doing some drawings so that we can show them a couple different ways to have a bigger shower, and we can show them a couple levels of remodeling in that hall bath. Here's your complete remodel. It's this much with this stuff. Here's a portion of that if we leave the floor and the cabinet and we do the top and this and then the shower. So we can kind of help them select, you know, what level of remodeling they want to do also, which is a great thing. So that design process can come first, or, you know, in that first visit, we can sit down and go through and really explain, you know, everything, and we can even make all of the selections if, you know, we can go through all of those details, find out what everything is, and even in the first couple hours of meeting, know everything we need to know, what they would like in it, and have an exact construction cost ready to go, and then the designs on that back half to draw it for permitting and things like that, make sure everything's right, order all the right stuff, have it here ready to go, and then, you know, get through that process for them. So there's a couple ways to make it easy for the client. We can get through that designing part.
Well, we also, you know, when you have us come out to talk with you about RightPath, you know, we do have a site, you know, My RightPath, the site where you can actually pick out the selections beforehand to kind of help that process, you know, go even quicker. So if you have an idea of some of the selections that you already like, it just makes it easier. You know, it's kind of like your own wish list that we can view. So that's very helpful as well.
Yeah, we've definitely found that to be, you know, a really great benefit to the clients. And there's a lot of clients that, you know, absolutely love being able to do that and get through that process even prior beforehand and a little bit quicker. But it depends on the client, you know, what, how much help they need. Some people are just, you know, undecisive and really need someone's help. I talk to people that they're like, yeah, I need someone to tell me if this is going to be okay. And that's what those designers are for. But other clients, yeah, basically what we can do when you call in, you know, set up an appointment, or you could do it online. It's another cool way to get appointments set and everything. You know, we can send you the information on this website that we have, and it's just a bunch of selections. So you can log in, you can go in there, you can pick things that you like, cabinet color and onyx color and faucets and, you know, what style stuff you would like in the bathroom from the different Kohler lines that we use. And basically, we're walking in the door, you know, knowing what you want, what you like off that website. And basically, we can walk in the door knowing exactly what that bathroom costs before we even start talking and, you know, start that first visit consultation process. So it's a great tool to help the people that, you know, like that get by there and get through it quickly.
Yeah, it's amazing how far we've come. I mean, and, you know, Mostly is all about client experience. So we're going to help you as much as possible and assist you with picking out things or guiding you in the right direction. Or, you know, we'll let you go and, you know, let you pick out your own things, you know, on the My RightPath site and kind of have that. So it's all about just tailoring it to the customer to make it as easy as possible.
So going back to that first RightPath, kind of different. We had a book with a lot of photos.
Like a physical book.
Physical book.
What are those things?
Pieces of paper, you know? I had a suitcase that, it was funny, every time, you know, Onyx would change stuff or something, I'd have to bring my suitcase in and somebody in the office would go through it and change the Onyx ring and give me different stuff and load it back up. And, you know, every time I'd be wheeling that thing back out of the office, they're all like, have a nice trip. You know, and so it's like we have all this stuff with handles and things like that you could, you know, pick from. And now with everything being electronic, like we said, we could do all this on our iPad. Just last week, I was with a client that we were doing those selections. So we kind of, you know, did everything for the bathroom, knew what we were going to do, but just didn't make the actual selections yet. So I'm in there with the designer at their home, and she's on the website. Just literally on the website,
yeah.
Showing stuff, picking stuff, just like doing that part with them. So if you're not real technologically inclined, if you're older, if you just don't, you're like, I don't even, you know, we have people that don't even have a computer. Well, we'll literally come to your house and we utilize that website for ourselves at the same time, because it just makes it quicker and easier. You know, it's like at restaurants now. Have you noticed? Like just the other night, we were at Red Robin. And I'm like, is this guy just like playing a game on his phone? What? No, he's literally on their website placing our order. Like,
yeah.
We were like, we should have just done that when we were waiting for the table.
Right.
You know, like, what were we thinking? You know, it would have been ready when we got here, you know,
yeah.
But that's how they do it now. So it just makes it so much quicker and convenient, you know, to a way to get through all of that that. You know, that is being used in all aspects of everything we do today. So, yeah, people get used to it. I need to get used to it, too. But, hey, we're going to get into our first break. When we come back, let's go through my hack, and we'll get into some more of this RightBath stuff when we return. And now, here's Rich's Right at Home Hack. All right, everybody, we are back, and we are talking all about bathrooms today, all about Mosby's Right Bath. And, you know, in the spirit of easy cleaning solutions, there is a tool out there that can help lessen the use of elbow grease when you're cleaning the grout in your shower or on your floor. You can simply just drill away that clean grout. It's so simple. You can fit a scrub brush to a drill with your favorite cleaner, and you just run that and run that cleaner in there. Make sure it's a soft bristled vinyl brush. You can get a 3-pack of these on Amazon for like $7. It's very simple, very easy to use, but take away that hard elbow grease scrubbing. And easier to get grime and stuff out of that shower, especially at the corner of the grout where you get all that water buildup and all that stuff. So it's also great for glass, chrome, stainless steel, RVs, boats, all sorts of things. Your wheel on your car, it works for, and there's three of them in that pack. So there's different ways, you know, that it can be used for and everything. So again, I like to keep it simple, easy, and effective. Can't be much easier than that. You can hear these hacks every week on my Facebook or LinkedIn. Just simply search Rich Orris Mosby, and it'll take you right to me. Very easy. And while you're there, again, do not forget, you can post any questions for me that you have about your home. And when we get them in, we'll answer them the following Saturday after we get them on the show, and listen up. You can get your answers that way. So while you're there, post your questions and we'll get to everything that you've ever wondered about your house. But again, today, let's kind of get back into this, you know, right bath, building a bath. How do we get through this process? How do we get it built? You know, what needs to happen? A lot of things, you know, going on with these bathrooms. So Todd, what do you think is, you know, some of the next things people are curious about when looking at bathroom remodels?
Yeah, I think it's maybe some of the things that they should consider that maybe they don't necessarily think about. You know, everyone always thinks about the fun stuff, the paint color, the tile selections, the faucets, all of the flair and the fluff. But really, there's probably a lot of things that homeowners need to think about, you know, prior to getting into the remodel, whether it's, you know, mechanical stuff, plumbing things, code. You know, I think some of that stuff. What are some things like that that, you know, the homeowners really need to know?
Well, you know, there are some things that kind of go hand in hand with these bathrooms that, you know, need to be considered. And some of them, you know, code compliant things for today's bathrooms. But some of them are just also things for, you know, the client as you're aging in your home, as you know, as you use your bathroom, you know, think about the access, like in and out of the shower. How easy is it? Is it a tub? Is it a lower shower? You know, it's amazing to me how much a few inches can help, you know, getting access as you age into a shower. But even just for a regular shower, having a 4 to 5 inch step into a shower, you know, when you get in your 70s, 80s, I mean, that gets hard to step over, yeah. You know. So being able to minimize that to an inch and a half, 2 inches, something like that, you know, it's like the toilets. You know, think about the toilets, the adult height, they call it, the comfort height. It's not that much taller. When you measure those, it's like an inch, inch and a half. Sometimes it is not that much taller, and it means that much difference. So definitely think about the accessibility part and how you might need to use this in the future. You know, if you break your leg, all of a sudden things are different, you know, yeah. And that happens immediately. But another thing I always like to think about is lighting. You know, most bathrooms don't have general lighting. Mm-hmm. They basically have task lighting, which can be okay in like hall bathrooms, 5x8 bathrooms, you know, but that light over your sink, it's a task lighting. It's for seeing yourself. It's for right down at the sink. It's for that thing. If your bathroom is any bit bigger than like a 5x8 in a master bath or something like that, you know, around kitchens, we're kind of doing the same thing. We add all these can lights and we get all this general lighting. It makes it so much better to work and do all that. Well, your bathroom can be the same way just by simply adding, you know, a couple cans throughout that bathroom and one over the shower.
Yeah.
You know, because most bathrooms only have task lighting, but most bathrooms don't have that task lighting over the shower. And as you age, you just don't see as well. And it's darker in that shower. And you just, that light is so nice to have. Another thing that a lot of people don't think about is kind of a code change over the years. You know, nowadays, when we remodel a bathroom, you need a dedicated circuit to that bathroom from the panel box, meaning the outlets in that bathroom, they're the only things on that breaker on that circuit. So, you know, if you're going to update your bathroom and they're like, well, we're just changing this and that, we don't really need permits, and you have that outlet that's constantly tripping with the blow dryer or something like that, you're in like a 70s house or 80s house or older, and you know they've got all these outlets on the same for every bathroom, and they're all interconnected, breaking that up, that's why they do that. So mm-hmm. You can fix that problem. It just requires more in-depth planning and thinking prior to, you know, doing that update of that bathroom. You'd hate to get all that done and then, you know, you still got that breaker tripping, you know, as you blow dry your hair in the bathroom or use a curling iron. Those things draw a lot of amps, and it happens all the time.
What about the electrical panel itself? Do we have to sometimes switch that whole thing out too when we're going to be doing a project like this, if it's an older version of an electrical panel?
You know, it really depends on one, how old, mm-hmm. And can we get breakers for it if we need to add a breaker to it? You know, there's panels out there that we just, you know, the Federal Pacific, Stablock, some of those that, you know, we would just recommend, man, you really just need to change it because it's old and they fail and things like that. But if it's in good condition and we can add a breaker to it and do all that, then it's perfectly fine to, you know, come right off of that and keep it. But yeah, we are updating a lot of panel boxes in older homes when we do the bathrooms in order to get, you know, that correct.
Yeah, and another thing we talk about too is a proper ventilation, because without the proper ventilation in the bathroom, it could cause water and moisture issues that we see all the time that get mistaken for like roof leaks, things like that. You know, people think their roof is leaking, it's their bathroom isn't ventilated properly. So what is the proper ventilation for code, and what does Mosby do to kind of maybe go above that?
Yeah, that is a great topic and definitely something to check into and think about when you do that bathroom. I've seen so many bathrooms where, you know, they've had a roof leak in the bathroom and they've had the roof fixed, the gutter fixed. They did all this work. They did three different jobs to try and stop this leak, and every time it comes back. And I go up in their attic and go, yep, your ventilation pipe runs right down there. So every winter when it condensates, it's dumping water. They thought it was ice damming, coming up under the shingles, all this different stuff. And it's like, nope, it's just your ventilation pipe. It condensates. It's literally dripping water on the backside of the drywall, right in the same spot every year. So for Mosby, and there is, you know, the codes in a lot of these municipalities are updating and getting better, where the code now does say in most places you need to get that ventilated to the outside of the attic. You got to go through a wall, through the roof, something like that, get it out of that attic. Because, you know, imagine this, your bathroom's warm, it's winter outside, your attic's ventilating, so it's 22 degrees inside your attic. And it's 72 degrees in your bathroom. You take a hot shower. Now it's 76 degrees in your bathroom. And you're just pushing all that warm, moist, just showered air and humidity up into that attic and just creating condensation. It can form on the backside of your roof plywood, the sheeting, all of that. So our system is not only do we take it outside, but for the pipe in the attic, we're going to use a hard pipe, nothing flexible, you know, a smooth walled galvanized pipe is going to push air through it so much easier than a corrugated, you know, kind of flexible pipe with so much resistance. Right before we get to the roof where that roof damper is, we're going to put a backdraft damper. So if air ever tries to infiltrate the inside of that pipe backwards, this balloon type system is going to stop that air from going the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to insulate that pipe. We're going to get insulation all around that pipe to kind of separate the temperature of, you know, the attic space and the warm air flowing through that pipe. So that pipe is, you know, really protected inside of that attic space. And then when we go into the bathroom, you really, when you look at that fan itself and we're changing that fan, you got to think about, okay, how big is that bathroom and how big do I need this fan to be in order to be effective? You know, a lot of these little vents are made for like a powder room.
Yeah.
And they're not even big enough for a 5x8, much less a large master bathroom. So you got to get enough CFM in that fan to push that air out. And then once we go to the switch, right, you think about, you know, when does this thing run? When do you need it on? And it's really advised to run that fan for about, you know, 30 minutes after you're done and you've left the bathroom. So we put that fan on a timer switch that you can hit a button, walk out of the bathroom, 20, 30, 40 minutes later, whatever you want to set it for, it'll shut itself off later and it'll help get that, you know, moist air outside, out of the bathroom, and just, you know, the lengthen the life of that bathroom and how it works and how it functions. And then I always advise people, you know, if you have a shower curtain, open it a foot or so at each end, you know, to let that air circulate through that bathtub area. Or if it's a shower door, keep it cracked open, slide it at each end open 5 or 6 inches, keep it cracked open 5-6 inches, a foot, whatever, to let that air circulate and permeate through there and get everything, you know, outside where it needs to be. So, all right. And I do want to remind everybody real quick, you know, this is what we do. You can look us up online, callmosby.com. You can call us 314-909-1800. We're going to take our final break and get into some more of this right bath when we return right after this.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horris.
All right, we are back. Final segment here, talking bathrooms, talking right bath, the process, how we get through it, things that need to happen with it, what to think about, all these great things about bathrooms. And I did want to, you know, kind of remind everybody of a couple things. One, we've got my Ask Rich Anything going on with Facebook. If you log into Facebook, find me. You can ask any question that you want about your home, and we will answer that question the following Saturday on the show, so you can listen up and hear those answers. Another thing is, you know, we're talking about all these great bathrooms and how we do this stuff, and, you know, I've been here a really long time here at Mosby. Really love what we do, why we do it, how we get through it, how we're always changing, all this stuff. So again, if you are looking for a job, not just looking for us to do it or perform a bathroom or something for you, but if you want to be a bathroom installer, if you do these types of things, you know, we are always looking, always interested, and always hiring. So it's a great place to be for everybody out there. So consider checking us out. Go to our website, you know, look at what we do and how we do it and put in an application. It just may be the place that you turn into a career like I did, instead of just a job and just being, you know, what you do. And, you know, to kind of let everybody know the things that we think about, it's like, you know, we have a vision statement. The first time I even heard that, I was like, oh, wow, okay, yeah, never heard that before. I worked with my father. I worked with different remodeling companies, all this different stuff. I did maintenance, all that. I was like, well, what and why, you know? Yeah. Well, how do you get everyone on the same page? How do you get everybody to want to do the same thing? You know, so our vision as a company is to be the Midwest's most desired home remodeling company. So you push that into everybody, you train it, you talk about it, you actually perform and do things to help create that. And it just makes a really, really good place to be and everything. You know, our mission, you know, to enhance lives and homes by relentlessly outperforming expectations for the home remodeling industry. You know, get through it easier, make it easy on everyone, and it'll just be more enjoyable. But we're not just, you know, if you heard that, we're not just enhancing homes, we're enhancing lives. We're trying to make someone's life better. And when you do that, they know it, they appreciate it, and they come back for more later. It's just an absolutely great thing. And then we've got our core values and all that other stuff that, you know, we talk about all the time. And it just leads to happy workers, happy clients, great projects, people wanting to do the right thing for everybody. And it just makes the whole process, everything about it, so different and so much more enjoyable that, you know, instead of like being frustrated and never wanting that company back again, never wanting those people in your house again, you know, all the pitfalls of remodeling, I have clients that we've been doing work for 10, 15, 20 years. I was their project manager 20 years ago, and we're doing remodeling stuff for them today. And they love it, and they come back time and time again. And it's because it's not just me. It's because of these processes. I wish it was just me. Wouldn't that be cool? But it's the whole team in general, you know, of how you do it. So just a great atmosphere. So consider working here. I think you would absolutely enjoy it. I've been here 21 years now. Really found a home, found a career, and found people that I want to be around and enjoy it. And you know what? If you find that, you know what they say, you'll never work another day the rest of your life. And that's pretty true. I think it's enjoyable. You know, Todd, years ago, I was talking to one of my neighbors. Yeah. And we're just kind of standing outside, and he's asking me, you know, what I do and all of this. And I'm explaining, you know, my job and what we do and all this stuff. And he's just listening to me. And he goes, man, you really like what you do, don't you? And I said, I do, you know, yeah. And he was a truck driver for Sysco delivering food.
Sure.
And I'll never forget that, you know, he would talk about when they would switch his shift because of people on vacation. So he like, you know, been there for years, worked days every day. And then all of a sudden they'd be, oh, by the way, Sunday, come in at midnight. You're working till 8 a.m.
Oh, man.
And it's like, okay, so you get off Friday and then Sunday you got to be night shift and you're driving a truck around St. Louis. And he was talking about, you know, like trying to stay awake and like coffee and putting the window down in the winter to be cold. Like you're just not used to being up all night like that. And he was like, man, he said, you know, he said, I'll bet you're the only person on this whole court. And it was a long kind of street with a court at the end, everything. Mm-hmm. He said, I'll bet you're the only person on this entire street, this whole court, that actually loves what they do that much.
Wow. That's a great testament to you, Rich.
And I was
and Mosby. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, it's just that different. It's a different thought process. And it's, you know, are we perfect? Gosh, I wish.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great? Man, I, you know, striving for perfection is awesome. If you achieve it, you fooled yourself. You know, it's just not achievable. So, yeah, trying to do the best things, that sort of stuff, you know, always trying to be an advisor, trying to do the right thing. It just leads to great stuff. And I even try and train that into like some of our other consultants and newer consultants and stuff that I'm like, you know, you are not out there, you know, trying to just sell a project. That is not the goal of what this company does. We are trying to advise. We are trying to, you know, make people love us. I got more people that love us that literally do not do work with us.
That's right.
You know, and they didn't. And they were like, wow, that is expensive. But geez, they love it. They understand it. They listen every week. It is just a great testament. But, you know, what I'm trying to teach them is if that's what you do and if you enhance that person's life, because sometimes that might mean just giving them great advice that they can handle themselves.
That's exactly
that
right.
That sort of thing. And you know what? You may not do anything for them at this particular time, but you may end up doing something for their friends, their coworkers, their boss, their relatives. They will preach that to the end. This guy came to my house. He solved everything. He even set me up to do the work and explain how I can get through it. And I didn't do any work with him because I could do it myself. But I loved it.
Yeah.
And the best people out there. And if you can't do it yourself, you know, that's what they kind of say is, you know, most people looking for a company like Mosby to do work for them, it's because they don't have a friend or family member that can do it for them.
Or that makes total sense. Yeah, for sure.
You know, if you knew somebody that could just walk in and remodel the bathroom and you know, it'd be a friend and it wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't charge that much and all that. How awesome would that be? Well, not everybody has that.
No, exactly. Whether it's a mechanic or, like you said, a handyman, you know, not everyone has, you know, relatives or friends that can do that stuff. So, yeah, you have to have somebody to turn to. And, you know, that's why we're here. And that's why we've been here for 75 years.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So it is just such a great thing. But, you know, things I would tell people about, you know, looking at doing their bathrooms and stuff like that is, you know, like we were talking about those things to think about. Just think about how long you're going to be there and think about things you may need later on because, you know, it may be a little more now to do more, but to do the same thing later will again cost more and to do it in different stages down the road. If you update that bathroom 3 times over 15 years, it will probably cost you more than just a complete remodel and doing everything that you need to do to it for the future all at the same time. You know, so you can consider financing it. You could do all this stuff because, you know, when you think about the cost and inflation and things going up, you know, it's just better to do more now and to think about everything. And at least you got to, you know, a chance to make a good educated decision. Maybe you don't do all that. Maybe you just go, you know what? Yeah, I may not stay here that long. I am going to do the simple update. And we're all perfectly fine with that.
Yeah.
We just want to make sure that you understand. So again, I would tell everybody, look Mosby up online. You can go to callmosby.com. You'll get to see all of our different processes. We have Right Kitchen. We have Right Bath. We have Exteriors by Mosby. We do 100% of everything that can be done to a residential home. We will do it all. We have employees that do this work. It's a great thing for everybody. You can set your appointments right there on the website and communicate with client services through it and everything. Or you can simply give us a call, 314-909-1800, and have a conversation, chat with them. Or you can walk into our Kirkwood studio. What's the address here, Todd?
115 West Argonne.
Yep, you can walk right in during the day, have a conversation, meet with some of us, set up an appointment, kind of see some of the things and, talk about some of the things we do and learn that process. And I think once you know it and you have it and you understand it, you will absolutely love it. So I can't wait to come out and visit everybody out there. And for everybody else, hey, we're done with time. I'll talk to everybody next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Rich, and now here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, we are back. Final segment here, talking bathrooms, talking Right Bath, the process, how we get through it, things that need to happen with it, what to think about, all these great things about bathrooms. And I did want to, kind of remind everybody of a couple things. One, we've got my Ask Rich Anything going on with Facebook. If you log into Facebook, find me. You can ask any question that you want about your home, and we will answer that question the following Saturday on the show, so you can listen up and hear those answers. Another thing is, we're talking about all these great bathrooms and how we do this stuff, and, I've been here a really long time here at Mosby. Really love what we do, why we do it, how we get through it, how we're always changing, all this stuff. So again, if you are looking for a job, not just looking for us to do it or perform a bathroom or something for you, but if you want to be a bathroom installer, if you do these types of things, we are always looking, always interested, and always hiring. So it's a great place to be for everybody out there. So consider checking us out. Go to our website. Look at what we do and how we do it and put in an application. It just may be the place that you turn into a career like I did, instead of just a job and just being, what you do. And, to kind of let everybody know the things that we think about, it's like, we have a vision statement. The first time I even heard that, I was like, oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Never heard that before. I worked with my father. I worked with different remodeling companies, all this different stuff. I did maintenance, all that. I was like, what and why? Well, how do you get everyone on the same page? How do you get everybody to want to do the same thing? So our vision as a company is to be the Midwest's most desired home remodeling company. So you push that into everybody, you train it, you talk about it, you actually perform and do things to help create that. And it just makes a really, really good place to be and everything. Our mission, to enhance lives and homes by relentlessly outperforming expectations for the home remodeling industry. Get through it easier, make it easy on everyone, and it'll just be more enjoyable. But we're not just, if you heard that, we're not just enhancing homes, we're enhancing lives. We're trying to make someone's life better. And when you do that, they know it, they appreciate it, and they come back for more later. It's just an absolutely great thing. And then we've got our core values and all that other stuff that, you know, we talk about all the time. And it just leads to happy workers, happy clients, great projects, people wanting to do the right thing for everybody. And it just makes the whole process, everything about it, so different and so much more enjoyable that, you know, instead of like being frustrated and never wanting that company back again, never wanting those people in your house again, you know, all the pitfalls of remodeling, I have clients that we've been doing work for 10, 15, 20 years. I was their project manager 20 years ago, and we're doing remodeling stuff for them today. And they love it, and they come back time and time again. And it's because it's not just me. It's because of these processes. I wish it was just me. Wouldn't that be cool? But it's the whole team in general, you know, of how you do it. So just a great atmosphere. So consider working here. I think you would absolutely enjoy it. I've been here 21 years now. Really found a home, found a career, and found people that I want to be around and enjoy it. And you know what? If you find that, you know what they say, you'll never work another day the rest of your life. And that's pretty true. I think it's enjoyable. You know, Todd, years ago, I was talking to one of my neighbors, and we're just kind of standing outside, and he's asking me, you know, what I do and all of this. And I'm explaining, you know, my job and what we do and all this stuff. And he's just listening to me. And he goes, man, you really like what you do, don't you? And I said, I do, you know. Yeah. And he was a truck driver for Sysco delivering food.
Sure.
And I'll never forget that, you know, he would talk about when they would switch his shift because of people on vacation. So he, like, you know, been there for years, worked days every day. And then all of a sudden they'd be, oh, by the way, Sunday, come in at midnight. You're working until 8 a.m.
Oh, man.
And it's like, okay, so you get off Friday, and then Sunday you got to be night shift, and you're driving a truck around St. Louis. And he was talking about, you know, like trying to stay awake and like coffee and putting the window down in the winter to be cold. Like, you're just not used to being up all night like that. And he was like, man, he said, you know, he said, I'll bet you're the only person on this whole court. And it was a long kind of street with a court at the end, everything. Mm-hmm. He said, I'll bet you're the only person on this entire street, this whole court, that actually loves what they do that much.
Wow. That's a great testament to you, Rich.
And I was like, yeah.
Mosby. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, it's just that different. It's a different thought process. And it's, you know, are we perfect? Gosh, I wish.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great? Man, I, you know, striving for perfection is awesome. If you achieve it, you fooled yourself. You know, it's just not achievable. So, yeah, trying to do the best things, that sort of stuff, you know, always trying to be an advisor, trying to do the right thing. It just leads to great stuff. And I even try and train that into like some of our other consultants and newer consultants and stuff that I'm like, you know, you are not out there, you know, trying to just sell a project. That is not the goal of what this company does. We are trying to advise. We are trying to, you know, make people love us. I got more people that love us that literally do not do work with us.
That's right.
You know, and they didn't. And they were like, wow, that is expensive. But geez, they love it. They understand it. They listen every week. It is just a great testament. But, you know, what I'm trying to teach them is, if that's what you do, and if you enhance that person's life, because sometimes that might mean just giving them great advice that they can handle themselves.
That's exactly right.
That sort of thing. And you know what? You may not do anything for them at this particular time, but you may end up doing something for their friends, their coworkers, their boss, their relatives. They will preach that to the end. This guy came to my house. He solved everything. He even set me up to do the work and explain how I can get through it. And I didn't do any work with him because I could do it myself. But I loved it.
Yeah.
And the best people out there. And if you can't do it yourself, you know, that's what they kind of say is, you know, most people looking for a company like Mosby to do work for them, it's because they don't have a friend or family member that can do it for them.
Or that makes total sense. Yeah, for sure.
You know, yeah. If you knew somebody that could just walk in and remodel the bathroom and you know, it'd be a friend and it wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't charge that much and all that, how awesome would that be? Well, not everybody has that.
No, exactly. Whether it's a mechanic or, like you said, a handyman, yeah. You know, not everyone has, you know, relatives or friends that can do that stuff. So, yeah, you have to have somebody to turn to. And, you know, that's why we're here. And that's why we've been here for 75 years.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So it is just such a great thing. But, you know, things I would tell people about, you know, looking at doing their bathrooms and stuff like that is, you know, like we were talking about, those things to think about. Just think about how long you're going to be there and think about things you may need later on, because, you know, it may be a little more now to do more, but to do the same thing later will again cost more, and to do it in different stages down the road. If you update that bathroom three times over 15 years, it will probably cost you more than just a complete remodel and doing everything that you need to do to it for the future all at the same time. You know, so you can consider financing it. You could do all this stuff because, you know, when you think about the cost and inflation and things going up, you know, it's just better to do more now and to think about everything. And at least you got to, you know, a chance to make a good educated decision. Maybe mm-hmm. you don't do all that. Maybe you just go, you know what? I may not stay here that long. I am going to do the simple update. And we're all perfectly fine with that.
Yeah.
We just want to make sure that you understand. So again, I would tell everybody, you know, look Mosby up online. You can go to callmosby.com. You'll get to see all of our different processes. We have Right Kitchen. We have Right Bath. We have Exteriors by Mosby. We do 100% of everything that can be done to a residential home. We will do it all. We have employees that do this work. It's a great thing for everybody. You can set your appointments right there on the website and you know, communicate with client services through it and everything. Or you can simply give us a call, 314-909-1800, and have a conversation, chat with them. Or you can walk into our Kirkwood studio. What's the address here, Todd?
115 West Argonne.
Yep, you can walk right in during the day, have a conversation, meet with some of us, set up an appointment, kind of see some of the things and, you know, talk about some of the things we do and you know, learn that process. And I think once you know it and you have it and you understand it, you will absolutely love it. So I can't wait to come out and visit everybody out there. And for everybody else, hey, we're done with time. I'll talk to everybody next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.